This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush continues his Let's Fix Social Security roadshow today in Nebraska, Arkansas, and Florida.
I believe one of my responsibilities is to travel our country talking about problems and how we intend to solve them, reminding people that the job of a president is to confront problems, not to pass them on to future generations and future presidents.
Mr. Bush was in North Dakota and Montana yesterday, here to discuss his initiative and other political news. Is the man we come to every Friday, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan's in Washington. Juan, thanks for being with us again. What about this tour of five states?
Well, it's all about politics, Alex, putting pressure on Congress. The president is trying to create the notion in the public mind that there's a crisis with regard to Social Security, and therefore that if the Congress doesn't work with him, the Congress is abdicating responsibilities to future generations and the like. If you look at the numbers purely, which is what the Democrats are doing, and in fact, Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate, was out at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial here in Washington yesterday to do just this. He points out that there's more than enough money to pay for benefits through 2018. In fact, fully pay for all benefits through 2042 and maybe even 70% into the 2070 range. So he says, where's the crisis? Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader in the House, calls it a false crisis. The president is picking out states, however, where there's a senator from the Democratic Party and making it very clear that those people who don't work with him may have to pay a political price because they're in states that gave him support, so-called red states, in the presidential election. So, Alex, you mentioned Nebraska. He was there with Ben Nelson, the Democratic senator. Nelson is worried about protecting himself and his reelection chances. Chuck Hagel's also from Nebraska, Republican, but one who's been working at alternative plans on Social Security. The president wants to bring him in line. Similarly, when you think about Arkansas, you think about a state with two Democratic senators, Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor. Again and again, what you see is the president putting pressure on the Democrats and trying to rein in the Republicans.
States that voted for Mr. Bush in the last election still have Democratic senators.
Right.
The Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, the new Secretary of State, is in Britain today. She'll be in Europe and the Middle East. What about her foray overseas?
All about building alliances and trying to repair the damage that was done during the first term, especially with key European allies. And at the moment, at the top of her agenda is Iran, because the European allies have been taking the lead in terms of trying to halt nuclear proliferation in Iran, not having much success. Rice really began the trip by saying that the human rights record of the Iranian mullahs is to be loathed. And she's also putting pressure on Saudi Arabia and Egypt to step up to the plate in terms of democratic actions, as well as get involved in negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. So she really is busy both calling people to task for their past failures with regard to human rights and democracy, and trying to repair damage done with the Western allies in the first term.
I was so interested in the State of the Union speech this week, Juan. You know, when Mr. Bush gave his second inaugural address a couple of weeks ago, he remarked about the spread of liberty around the world, and people asked at the time, does he really mean that? What about Saudi Arabia and Egypt? And the remarks came out of White House advisors, unnamed White House advisors, saying, no, we don't mean that we're going to really be causing trouble for these allies. But then you hear him mention Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and democracy in the State of the Union address.
Pretty tough. You know, call them out. I was struck by that as well, Alex. And, you know, what's really telling about this is that he really needs Saudi Arabia and Egypt, I would say Egypt in particular, in terms of the negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. But nonetheless, here he is calling them by name in, you know, the highly visible State of the Union address. And now you see the same theme being picked up by Secretary of State Rice. This is a very different attitude, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But nonetheless, you're exactly right. It caught lots of eyes and ears around here.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in Washington. Juan, thanks.
My pleasure, Alex.